first 3, 4, 5 weeks now in the book of Judges. How Gideon was before the Lord.
Gideon mene asana kulubirire Mulungu asana masulidwe asana sankidwe
mene adali pamasopa Mulungu
mene adaimira adali pamasopa Mulungu.
We see how the Lord works on Gideon.
Tikuona nshito imene Mulungu adagwira pa Gideon.
We see how the Lord draws Gideon to him.
Nshito paeka,
he starts the work and he finishes alone.
Yeye adayampa nshito yabwino mpaka adaimaliza.
But when we see the situation of Gideon, we see that Gideon was under panic in under the midnights doing all sorts of
executions.
The midnights have been oppressing these groups of people, these Israelites.
And
it came to the point whereby the Israelites had no peace. Whatever they were doing, they were under panic. They tried their level best, but they failed. Whatever man manages, it came to nothing. Planting crops, ending nothing. They were just crying all the way because of the panic. But don't forget that Israelites were called by God. It's God who called these groups of people and called by the name Israelites. And whatever the Israelites were doing was from the Lord, because the Lord was the one who was directing them. Because we understand that when they were in the wilderness, they were led by the pillar of fire during the night and the cloud during the day. Which means they were under the control of God. But some other times, they were forgetting the wonders that the Lord has given them. Why are these who are forgetting the wonders of the Lord? Here, Fuller shows that a man can never manage to maintain be with God on himself. Even if we can tell somebody to cling to God, he can never manage to maintain be with God. In our bodies, there is nothing good. In our bodies, there is no will of God. In our bodies, there is only sinfulness, wickedness, blindness of the things of God. The more you talk to the person, the love of God, the same time he will reflect by doing evil. This foolish shows that a man is a sinner before the Lord. Here is about Gideon. God called Gideon.
Mulungu adamuitana namusankha Gideon
and tell Gideon to do the work of delivering Israelites from the bondage. When Gideon heard the word of God, he compromises by saying words to the Lord. He compromised by saying a word to the Lord. Because verse 15 says, of chapter 6 of Judges, Judges chapter 6, verse number 15.
Verse 15.
So he said to him, this is Gideon saying to God.
Verse 15. Ndipo anati kwa iye, ha, mbuya wanga.
This is Gideon speaking to God.
Uyu ndi Gideon amene akulankhula kwa Mulungu.
Oh my Lord.
Ha, mbuya wanga.
Number one, he realized that this one who is speaking to him is Lord. And realizing the voice of God again comes from God. And realizing the voice of God comes from the same God. Nobody can understand the language of God if it is not God who translates it to you. So God spoke to Gideon.
So Mulungu adalankhula ndi Gideon.
And Gideon heard the language of God.
Ndipo Gideon adamva.
When he heard the language of God, the little Gideon spoke against the word that God spoke to him. This is the physical Gideon answering the spiritual God. The physical Gideon was understanding the language of God physically.
Gideon ali kuthupi amamva mawu a Mulungu monga makuthupi.
So he was responding what he heard physically.
Tipoti kuona Gideon akulankhula kuonjezera pa mawu amene adamva kwa Mulungu moonjezera. Zimene zikulandhauza chani?
What was his answer? What was his response?
Adayankha chani ye?
How can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.
Verse 15.
Yes.
Verse 15. Ndipanati kwa iye, ha mbuye wangu, ndidzapulumutsa Israel ndichiyani? Taonani. Banja langa lililoluluka Manase monse. Ndipo ine ndine munthu wamngono mnyumba ya atate wanga.
Here there is several things that is found here.
Apa apa tikuone china chake chimene chikupezeka mu ndondomeka imene.
Number one, Gideon had to respond, had to answer what God spoke to him. Now, during the time of responding,
he
saw himself as unworthy to do the work of saving. He saw himself as unworthy.
To save Israel.
For sure, he was unworthy.
Zonadi adari wosakwanira kuti aombole Israel.
Because a man is sinful before the Lord. And in a man, there is nothing good that man can do to save God. To serve God, to minister or to do the work of God. There is no potential in a man. If it happens that you are ministering, it's only because God has helped you to do so. The other thing that is found here, how can I save Israel?
Israel.
He knows that saving Israel is not from a man. If Israel is saved, it's because there is somebody who is more powerful doing the work of saving. How can I save? This is Gideon speaking because he sees himself as unworthy. The other thing, in the sermon, verse 15, he said, indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh.
Verse 15.
Is the weakest in
Manasseh.
How did this clan become weakest in Manasseh? How did it become wickedness? First Samuel chapter 18, verse 18.
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse number 18.
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 18.
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 18.
So David said to Saul, who am I? And what is my life or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law of the king?
Verse number 18, 1 Samuel 18, verse 18. Ndipo David anati kwa Sauli, ine ndine yani, ndi moyo wanga uliwotani, kapena banja langa, banja la atate wanga, lililotani Israeli kuti ine ndidzakhala mkwamwini wa mfumu.
Here, even David saw himself as unworthy.
About David,
why did he saw himself as unworthy? Don't forget that Israel were under panic, under midnight. And it's God who made midnight to overpowering these people. And he gave all strength, all ways and means of persecution to midnight for purely 7 years. And they were under slavery and doing the worship to Baal. And they were worshipping Baal.
Ndipo ankapembedzetsa mulungu otchedwa Bala.
And the father of Gideon was one of the worshippers of Baal.
Ndipo mambo ake a Gideon ndi mmodzi wa anthu amene ankapembedza chipembedzo cha Bala.
Which means even Gideon was raised in worshiping Baal.
Chifukwa papa ngati mambo ake ankapembedza Bala ndipo mwanakeso Gideon anali mmodzi wa anthu opembedza Bala.
So worshiping the true rock, it would have been very difficult to Gideon.
Kudali kuvuta kupembedza mulungu woona mkweni kweni kudali kosatheka pa Gideon.
It takes God to help Gideon to understand the language of God.
Zidatengera mulungu kumpaka Gideon kuti angathe kumvetsetsa liwu la mulungu.
It takes God to help Gideon understanding his language.
Zidatengera mulungu kumthandiza Gideon kuti amve liwu lake la mulungu.
Because even hearing that in him there is potential in serving Israel, it was an understandable word. Because when Gideon started thinking physically, he saw midnights as more powerful, as very mighty men to do the work of panicking. So he was afraid. The other thing is the last sentence of verse
15.
The last sentence.
Yeah.
Whereby it says, I am the least in my father's house.
Verse Romaliza, chapter 6, verse 15.
Nusu akumapeto.
Nusu akumapeto. Ndipo anati kwa iye, ha mbu ya wangu, ndidzapulumutsa banja a Israeli, ndidzapulumutsa ndichani. Taona ni banja langa ndiloluluka Manase monse. Verse akumapeto. Ndine wamng'ono mnyumba ya tate wanga.
Gideon saw himself as unworthy because of how he was born.
Gideon akudzona kuti alibe kuthekera kokwira shipe mine mungu adamuuza chifukwa iyeyo anali wamono mnyumba ya tate wake.
He was the least, the lastest in the family of his father.
Iyeyo akudzona kuti anali womaliza nzime. Nyumba ya tate wake.
They were firstborns in front of him.
Yes, panali anaenda oyambirira kubadwa mbanja la kwao.
And he was thinking that doing the work of serving is for the firstborns.
Iyo akakanisa kuti shiti yokulutsa anthu ifunika anthu amene adabadwa oyambirira mbanja mwake.
Because they are mature enough.
Chifukwa maona ngati ndo anali wooneka akuluakulu wokwima nzeru.
And they were more powerful because of his their firstborning to the family.
Amaoneka mphamvu anali woyambirira kubadwa mbanja la bambo wake.
They were not knowing how God works.
Samadziwa mmene mulungu amagwirira ntchito.
God is coming to the least, lifting the firstborns.
Ndipo mulungu akugwira ntchito yosankha munthu womaliza kubadwa mbanja mwawo.
So that should not be by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Even when Samuel was going to anoint a king to this family of Jesse, Jesse came with the firstborns to Samuel so that Samuel might anoint them to be kings. He came with Ariab, Amnadab, Sama, and all the firstborns from David.
Ndipoti kuona papa Jesse akubweretsa Eliabu, akubweretsa Sama, akubweretsa ena amene aliwo yambirira kubadwa
Even Jesse never trusted that serving can come from David. He was thinking like serving, doing the work of leading is for the firstborns. Because if they are leading, they should use their power, strength in doing the best. But this is not true. Salvation never comes to a man by doing good works. Salvation never comes to a man by having strength. Salvation never comes to a man because of something good that is in a man. In a man, there is nothing good that can make one to be saved. Salvation is only by grace and grace alone. It never been helped by doing good works. It never been helped by our choices. It never been helped by whatever one can be with. If you are saved, then it's God who has done the work of saving. Here God is choosing the least and is selecting to themselves the firstborns. So that salvation should be of God and God alone. Think about Romans chapter
9
and verse 13, whereby God says, Jacob I love, but Esau I hated. The question might be, why God hated Esau? The answer is, it's because God loved Jacob. So because he loved Jacob, that's why he hated Esau. Why God loved Jacob? The answer is, it's because he hated Esau. So Esau was to be hated because he loved Jacob. Why this is in this way? It's because God has got his will. He does whatever principle unto himself. He never been pressurized by somebody. He never fears anybody. He is himself always. He does whatever principle unto him. Well, that's why Jesus Christ, when he was praying in that garden of
Gethsemane,
he prayed, "Let thy will be done." Because even Christ knows that God has got his will. And he knows that always God will do and exercise his own will. Even Nebuchadnezzar spoke the same.
Nebuchadnezzar adala mkulachimozi.
In Daniel chapter 5, verse 35.
Zikuchokera mu Daniel chapter 5, verse number 35.
That God does whatever he wills.
So yeza kuti mulungu amachita chimene akufuna.
If he wills to elect you,
ngati wafuna kuti akusankheni inuyo,
and make you his son,
ndikukupangani inuyo khala nake,
it's not because you have done good.
So kuti ndiyo machita chabwino kuti mulungu akusankheni kuti mukhala na mulungu.
Not that you are better enough than.
Sizona nthawi zoti ndinu abwino kuposa ena.
But because he fixed his decision to love you.
Iyeyo amachi ada ali ndi chiganizo chake pa inu kuti akukondeni.
So when we go back into the book of Judges,
pamene tikubwereranso mu buku la Oweruza chapter 6,
here we see God loving the least and left to themselves the firstborns.
Ndipo tikuona Mulungu akwasiya ena akuluakulu ndikusankha wakumapeto.
So that salvation should be by grace and grace alone.
Apapa zikungwana so richipulumutso. Ndichisomo basi.
So that nobody should do whatever he can so that he should get saved.
Apapa atupadibe chimene munthu angathe kuchita kuti apulumusidwe.
Verse number 16.
Verse number 16.
And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.
Verse 16. Ndipo Yehova adanena naye. Popeza ine ndidzakhala nawe, udzakantha Midiani ngati munthu mmodzi.
Surely I will be with you.
Ndidzakhala nawe, Gideon.
I will be with you.
Ndidzakhala nawe banji.
In other way around, you will never be alone. In other way around, I'll be your shield.
And I'll
be your shield. I'll be your shield.
I'll
be in front of you. I'll never leave you alone. You'll never be an orphan. Here God was planting hope in
Gideon.
He was planting hope in Gideon
because
he was hopeless. And there was no potential in him. So he was coming up with the words of comfort so that the hope should be planted in him. So the hope of the Lord was planted in Gideon. What is the hope? This is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
When you have got Christ Jesus, you fear nothing. Because he will be with you.
He will
be leading you.
He will
be directing you. You fear nobody. Christ is our strength. That's why David says, Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want. Because he is my shield. He is in my front. He will protect me. Gideon would have done nothing if the Lord would not be with him.
Gideon palibe chimene akadachita Mulungu akadakhala kuti sali ndiye.
But the coming of the Lord upon Gideon,
kubwera kwa Mulungu kwa Gideon,
was the giving of strength to Gideon.
Kudali kubwetse kubweletsa mpamvu pa Gideon.
So that Gideon now,
koma tsoti kumona Gideon ya papa,
to be more powerful to stand in the camp.
Apapa Gideon akubatsidwa mpamvu zvakakosa kuima.
So that he might preach and do the work.
Ipo akosa kulalikira ndipo kwira ntchito.
In him alone he can't. But with the Christ, everything is possible. Think about Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah chapter 6.
Let us read Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah chapter 6.
And verse 6 again.
Verse number 6.
Isaiah chapter 6. Verse number 6.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 6.
Whereby it starts by saying, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar.
Isaiah chapter 6. Verse number 6. Auti pompo adauluka kwa ine mozi wa aselafi alinalo kala la moto mzanjalake. Imene adali chotsa ndimbaniro pagua lansembe.
He is speaking about the Salafi.
Apapapa kula mkulidwa ngani yokuza ngero.
Who had a life call.
Amena alinalo kala la moto.
The life call was taken from the altar of God.
Kala la moto linatengedwa kugua la nsembe.
And this altar of God, there was much fire all the way without dimming.
Pamene kugua la nsembe moto suma zima ndawi zonse.
It never gets stopped with the fire at the altar of God.
Ndipo padalibe menaka datakuyimitsa kapena kuzimitsa moto wa Mulungu kugua la nsembe.
So the Salafi had to go and have the call, the light call from the altar. Which means all the calls from the altar will rise. They were always live. So he had to take only one call, not all the calls from the altar. Because if all the calls comes to a man, a man ends zero and died. Just few call from the altar come to a man.
Ndipo apapa tikuona kala la moto limozi likubwera pa muntu.
Just taking part from the altar.
Angotenga pamono kugua la nsembe kala limozi chabe.
Not all calls.
Wasatenga makala onse.
Why?
Chifuwa jani.
Verse 7.
Verse number 7.
And he touched my mouth with it. And said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged.
This number 7 in Isaiah chapter 6. Abude nakudzana lokuka magwanga nade. Daona ichi chakudza miromo yako. Ndipo mphulupulu zako zachosedwa zoshimwa zako zaomboredwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the call, the living call, come upon the lips of Isaiah so that his iniquity should be taken away.
Apapa sikutengera ngero wa Mulungu anapita kugwala nseme ndikutenga kala la moto ndiku pshitikiza paka mwapa Yesaya. Atatero padala mkipwe maone na kuti zochi mwazapo za chosedwa.
It was after the reading call touching the lips of Isaiah, then the sin were touched away.
Machimo a Yesaya na chosedwa pamene ngero adatenga kala la moto kukua ndiku pshitikiza milomo yake. Pamene machimo adachosedwa pa Yesaya.
It would have been very difficult for Isaiah to speak the things of God before. It was God who's doing the work of service so that Isaiah should be transformed. Same with us. We can never speak things of God if it is not good there, or if it is not God who does the work of servicing our hearts. Let God come by our way and change us and touch us and transform us and to patch away the sins so that we might stand and speak the things of God. But in us there is nothing God. So we sing a song.
Oh, yeah.
new song.
Nyimbo yokoma.
Take me as I am.
Mundilandiletu.
Take me as.
Mundilandiletu.
I am a sinner.
Dinaochimwa.
But saved by grace.
Koma opulu musilo mwachisomo.
Thank God because of this living call.
Inetu ndi amika mulungu kwa chamasankhedwe ake a mulungu paine.
And the living call that was from the altar of God.
Ndipo khala la moto limene likuchokera kugwala nsembe la Yehova.
That touches my mouth.
Limene likukhudza milomo yanga.
It is transforming my heart.
Ndipo likusintha mtima wanga.
In my mind.
Ndipo likusintha malingaliro anga.
It is helping me now seeing Christ of the scripture.
Ndipo likundithandiza ine kuona Yesu wa malemba.
So that in me I should see nothing.
Ndipo mwaine sindiona mochabwino chilichonse.
I should see that in me there is only dung, there is only nothing good.
Ndipo ndikuona mwaine mulibe chabwino chilichonse. Chimene ndachita.
Verse number 8. Of Isaiah chapter 6.
Verse number 8, uchoke na mbuku la Isaiah chapter 6.
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
Verse number 8, Isaiah chapter 6. Ndipo, ndinamva maau ambuye akuti. Ndidzatumiza yani. Ndipo ndani adzatumikira ife.
Then I said,
Ndipo anati,
here am I, send me.
Ndipo ndinamva mau ambuye akuti. Ndinamva mau ambuye akuti. Ndidzatumikira yani. Ndipo ndani Ndipo ndinamva mau akuti ndidzatumikira yani. Ndipo ndani
And I answered, here I am I, send me.
Eh, ndipo ine ndinati, ndine pano munditumize ine.
As we are coming to an end,
pamene tikupita kumapeto,
Isaiah heard the language of God after the living call touches his ribs.
Isaiah akumva mau a mulungu pamene ngelo wa mulungu adakudza milomo yake ndi khala la moto lochokera kuguwa la nsembe.
And it's when he responded, here am I, send me.
Nchifuwa chaka ya papa akulangula mawanena kuti munditume ina ambuye munditumize ine.
It's because he started hearing what the Lord was speaking to him.
Chifuwa papa wayamba kumva chimene mulungu akulangula pamoyo wake.
One can respond positively to God after God do the work of transforming.
Muntu aliyense angathe kuvomera kuti munditume ine pamene Mulungu wamusintha.
Let the living call come first to a man so that a man might hear the language of God.
Apapo tikuona muntu ayambewa kudzibwa ndi milomo yake ndi khala la moto pamene pamene amayamba kumva mawu a Mulungu.
The touching of lips
kukhudzidwa pa milomo
was the snatching or patching away of the sins of what man had.
Kukhudzidwa kwa milomo ndiko kuchotsedwa kwa machimo onse amene anali pa munthu pa Yesaya.
When Christ was dying on the cross,
pamene Ambuye Yesu amafa pa mtanda,
he said, it is finished.
Anenena mawu kuti kwatha.
Which means all what he came for has been accomplished.
Kusonyeza kuti nchito yonse inatha pa mtanda.
The dying on the cross
was
the patching away of the sins. Was the taking away of iniquities of a man. After Christ died on the cross, all sins were patched away. All the iniquities and the transgression were taken away. And he became a new man. The man that can hear the language of God.
The
man that can speak the languages of God. The one that can preach the gospel without compromise. The one that can preach now the Christ of the scriptures, the crucified one. Without compromise. Verse number 9,
Isaiah chapter 6.
And he said,
anati,
this is God speaking to
Isaiah.
Go and tell these people.
Ndipo iye anati, kauze antu anga awa.
Which means he's giving Isaiah the work to preach now.
Apapa tukona Isaiah kupasidwa nshito ya kulalikira utenga.
What will he preach now?
Ndipo alalikira bwanji apapa.
He says,
anati kwa iye,
keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
Anati imvani nditu, koma, imvani inu nditu, koma, osazindikira. Yanganani inu, nditu, koma, osaziwita.
This is the true gospel now. Hearing, but not understanding. Seeing, but not perceiving. This is the gospel. Verse number 10. Make the heart of these people dew, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed.
Verse number 10, Isaiah chapter 6. Nene pesa mtima wantu awa. Lemereza makutu awo. Nutseke maso awo. Angaone ndi maso awo. Nanga mfe ndi makutu awo. Nanga zindikire ndi mtima wawo.
The preaching of
Isaiah
was the making or the closing of the ears of the people. When the ears were closed, the same time were the opening of the other ears. The closing of the eyes of other people was the opening of the other people's eyes. This is the work of the gospel. When you are preaching the true gospel, the time the gospel is preached, the eyes of those crowns that they see became closed. The eyes of those claim like they see became closed. And they became blind. But those who were seeing that they are blind, they became open. So that they should see the works and the wonders of the Lord always. Same with the hearts. The hearts of those claim that they hear, they became shut down. Who are these claim that they see? Who are these? These are religious groups of people. These are these denominations. When they are preaching to each other, they thought that they see. They thought that they do hear. And they thought that their hearts perceive things. But in
truth,
they are blind. And they became blind and blinder
again.
But when it pleased God to reveal Christ in us,
that's
when we see. And we sing a song. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a blind. I was lost. Now I'm found. I was blind. Now I see. Now I see. Now I see. When you go back to the book of Judges,
chapter 6,
God came to Gideon. And do the work of servicing Gideon to the preaching of the gospel. And touch him and help him so that he might preach the gospel. Blind see. Lost found. Let us look to God in prayer as we are closing this time of worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you this time. Thank you for making it possible that we meet together today so that we should hear your gospel. Thank you, Father, that we are sinners, wretched and blind. But when it pleased God to reveal Christ in us, it's when you change and transform our mind and started thinking things of you, Almighty God.
Yes.
For we understand in our own, Father, we can never manage to hear or understand things of yourself.
Yes.
But when it pleased you, Father, to reveal Christ in us, it's when you transform our mind, you change us. You purged away all our sins on that cross when he was dying. That's why you say it is finished.
Mm.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, so that we stand and serve you and proclaim and preach Christ without compromise. Bless this means of internet that the gospel should meet with all different people living different places.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, understand your word. Even those that are to hear this gospel in time to come, help them, Lord Almighty, so that they should see Christ all the way. Because blinding of our eyes, closing of our ears comes from you, Almighty God, which means we can never manage to do whatever we can to be saved unless when it pleased you, Father, to reveal Christ in us. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray and worship and bless. In the name of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, pray. Amen.